This podcast is brought to you by Poncho and GoDaddy. This show will give you a special code to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com. Got something to say? Blog it with your free quick blog from GoDaddy.
Hi, this is P.W. Fenton, creator of Radio Free Radio's Digital Flotsam. Whenever I'm at home experiencing one of those quiet, reflective moments, enjoying the smell of my own farts, I think of Madge Weinstein and Yeast Radio. Uh-oh, I think that was a wet one.
Masturbate my cunt with olive oil and dildos.
You wanted me, calling me all the time. That blondie, check out my Chrissy behind. It's fine all of the time. Like sex on the beaches. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Huh, what? Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time. That blondie, check out my Chrissy behind. It's fine all of the time. What else is in the teachers of peaches? Like sex on the beaches.
Part of sexual attraction. What? Many women prefer using a douche to clean out their vagina, and the most simple method is to use a syringe or irrigator, which has been filled with warm water mixed with kitchen salt or vinegar or other household ingredient, usually recommended and handed down from mother to daughter. Because of the large demand for feminine cleansing aids, many fine commercially prepared douches are now on the market. There are concentrate or powder douches, which, when mixed with warm water, have a deodorizing and cleansing effect on the vagina. Also, many types of flavored and scented douches. Concentrates can be purchased through mail order houses. The flavors and scents range from peach nectar, raspberry, and tutti frutti to champagne and even honey. Also offered are complete feminine syringe kits. Ideal for traveling, the kit contains a 2-quart capacity latex syringe bag, a strong molded collar, and hang-up loop, a vaginal pipe and rectal pipe tubing with shut-off valve for controlled flow, all encased in a waterproof zippered bag. The bolt-type feminine syringe has an 8-ounce capacity. Liquid concentrate packet douches come pre-measured with excellent cleansing, non-irritating, and highly effective chemicals, ready to be mixed with 1 quart of water. The most avant-garde of all douches is the completely motorized electric douche machine with motor encased in an attractive container which discharges the water at a gentle, even pressure automatically. This very unusual film is now taking you into the exclusively private world of the female. These revealing close-up camera shots have been filmed only recently and have never been shown publicly before. You are witnessing the use of the douche bag, the syringe, and bulb-type douching syringe, and you are now learning about the most intimate moments in a woman's life. Douching is a simple, easy method of attaining internal cleanliness. It requires very little time, and the majority of women perform this cleansing ritual regularly. Naturally, each woman uses the type of douche which she finds most suitable for her individual needs. Cleanliness is an essential part of sexual attraction.
Well, my favorite lesbian resides on the internet. She's got a website called Yeast Radio. Her name's Madge Weinstein. I thought all lesbians were mean. All lesbians were cruel. Didn't realize lesbians were cool.
A dry cunt is a prolapsed cunt.
You know my favorite lesbian is a Jewish girl. She's pushing 50, but looks 25, and I love her so. She's the best thing I ever know.
Yo quiero prolapse baby.
I used to think lesbians were cruel. Now I think lesbians are cool. Weinstein's too cool.
Oil-based lube makes your cunt dry.
Hello. I was talking before. Oh, why am I this? There. There I am. God, my armpits stink. Well, I was wrong and my psychiatrist appointment is today. It wasn't yesterday, which was a relief, so I was able to get some of this, that was weird about the douching, huh? I know it sounded really weird, kind of like a bad mix for me to put in the douchebag, but it's the only thing I had that was douchey. I'll have to call Lady Bunny and ask her if she has the copy of the Lady the parody she did of Jennifer Holliday. Only it was, if I... And I am telling you, you're not douching. All right. I'm a lesbian. My name is Lesbian Claus, or so known as Madge, but when I come bearing gifts, they call me Lesbian Claus, also known as all the way home. Damn it.
Oil-based lube makes your cunt dry.
Oh, really? Let's see if I got enough. Fuck. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. First, I'm going to check. I have some other... business from this Mr. Tolstoy. These fake names, why do I bother? It's a fucking fake name. But what is this? I'll play that later. Okay. Oh, A Shanty No Lemon, one of the first queer casts, had their 100th show. Well, I don't know why it took so fucking long. By the way, that reminds me, this is my 700th show. Can you fucking believe that? 700? Give or take a few prolapses. Fucking 700. Okay, so 700, and you figure it's almost 3 years, so that's about 1,000 days. So I've pretty much podcasted 70% of my life. And what's this one?
They gave me the scream, but it interferes with the dryness of my cunt.
That could be a problem. I didn't want to do that. So anyway, I have a vagina. My name is Madge, and today I have therapy. I didn't have therapy yesterday, although I needed it. I didn't leave the house once yesterday. I ended up at least catching up on some work, though. So, And I have to tape the birds twice more. I did watch the actual Birds, the movie, the original movie. Very interesting. I hadn't seen it since I was a child. And what I found most interesting about it is... Ooh, what was that? Felt like Trotsky licking me, but Trotsky's with Florida. I miss him terribly. Back to the matter at hand. My vagina sucks and sells. So I'm giving Lephard a second chance. I had uninstalled it on my clitoris. Clitoris? I've always wanted to go to Weight Watchers Anonymous meeting and say my name is Clitter S. I once did it, though. I put my name on a little sign-up sheet where you get to talk about how boring you are. Only I put it on... I put my name as Uter S, and they actually read... No. Uter S, they didn't... That one didn't work. They didn't read it. They caught on. But I put V, period, Gina.
This is my new movie. This is Alex and this is Emma. Kate Hudson, Rip Taylor, in the movie Rob Reiner directed called Alex and Emma. These are my knees in June.
Okay, this retarded person, I think this is Oprah again. I don't know why I play these messages. They are absolute torture. This one is over 2 minutes. Hopefully, I probably won't play much of it.
Yeah. Hello, this is Hora. Oprah friend. Is Aunt Jemima your wife?
No, Aunt Jemima's a black guy's wife.
Oh,
no.
God.
Okay, no. Are you Aunt
How
Jemima's
old is my,
wife?
Is my audience,
no,
too?
Aunt Jemima's black guy's wife.
Okay, the black guy's wife is Aunt Jemima.
Yes, I'm Aunt Jemima's wife. Now get fucked. Okay, are we done? Why do I, you know why I have to do this? I have to patronize these people because they listen to my show, and I need listeners because most of them hate me. Wait a second. Okay. How done? My vagina hurts. Are these? Oh. See, I organized everything now in the, well, it's not really organized, but I'm kind of getting my, the pop, the IMAP, who cares? Eat me. Right. Let's see. Okay. Kiko from Visitranix Radio sent me something. Let's see. He usually sends me things with vaginas in it. I'll play that towards the end. Hopefully I'll remember to, Keekunt. Let's see here. And Twinkle Toes also sent me a song. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. And so did Amy Abdu, but I played that one, All the Fat Skinny People. I'd like to play that with a, when I play some more video from what that plate, $2.99. Let's see. Oh, that is disgusting. Why do people send me prolapses? That's for prolapse.se. And by the way, excuse me. No. By the way, I don't know where I put my Alexis Tylers. They're somewhere in here. Maybe I put over From Mark is what I called it. I hate when I reorganize because I can't fuck. I cannot organize. I need to be more like that fat Andy Meltzer because he doesn't need to search for anything. He knows exactly where everything is. I need to know how to do that because I can't. Let's see. From. I don't see From Mark. Let's search here. As I put the, because he made those recordings for me, and I put it in a category from Mark, form, from Mark. So if, it seems that the problem I was having in Vagina Claws, Avid, was related to one specific plugin, which I don't really use because it's so fucking slow. I'm not going to tell you the name of it because I didn't pay for it. Bad Arama. Okay. Let's see. Did I talk about my vagina at all today? I don't know if I did or not. It's disgusting, but the better part is that my ass stinks, okay? It's like a hole in the ground, only with shit in it. You know, like a shit box? You know, sometimes you shit in a box because you're in the woods. You know, there's a shit in the woods, shit in the woods. There's a cat shit in the woods. Anyway, I've got a vagina. Hello? I need to go through some news items because I need to find some eclectic news briefs in order to do this, okay? Oh, Christ on the thing. In order to do this, what was I looking for? Oh, From Mark. I'm so lost. From Mark. We'll try the Google desktop. From Mark. It's a folder. Jesus Christ, 3,500 messages? Let's see. Well, how about folders? Oh, God. Where the fuck are those things? Oh, I know they're somewhere. You don't have to resend them to me, Mark. I know they're somewhere on my computer internets. Maybe they're on my laptop. Let's see. Cunt tap. From Mark. What Christ is this shit? Oh, my God, where are my Alexis Tylers? Whore. Okay, let's try the travel box. Let's try this box. I put a box for travel. Still getting over that little sore throat I had last week, but it's not bad. Ellsworth. Can you believe I named my, I don't know, I usually am too embarrassed, but I named my... I named my one of my hard drives after an Ayn Rand novel because I'm completely insane and retarded. It's Ellsworth. Another one is Moncton. I don't have Tui. Oh, God. All right. really takes the fun out of everything when I, you know, tell you that I what I'm looking for. Ableton Travel should be in here. Samples. Imported. Sorry. What real does, uterine yeast makes the vein burst. You are a cutie. Tomorrow belongs to me. That hole is scary. Suck it and rub it. What is this Rills thing? This sounds interesting. Oh no, that's some dumb shit. Where the fuck's my phone? I hear it ring and I don't fucking see it. Hold on. Hello, you're on my program. I'm recording my program.
Okay.
Should I pause it? It's bacon. Hi, Bacon Fox. Bacon Fox.
I'm calling you because I almost canceled my trip because I've just been really under the weather. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to see David Sturtis play.
That's fine. That's what I said in my message is that because I have to go tomorrow and Friday, but it would still be nice if we could get together, I hope.
Right.
Doesn't matter about the play because I have to go to the play anyway. I have to go to videotape it, but we could get together anytime you want outside of that.
Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry. My mother is here. Hang on. Did you want to say something? Government cheese in the project. Hello? Bacon? Do you have any government cheese? Mama wants to know.
Well, when a man is hitting the root of your vagina, the center of your vagina.
Okay, but they don't know about the bottom. Don't tell them about the bottom. They don't know about the bottom.
They have to work the middle and hit the bottom.
I ain't say nothing.
Because who is it? Who is it? Who vagina is it?
Me. So, anyway. What are you here for? Some conference or what?
Yeah, I'm here for a conference. It's going to be really weird because it's so hot in L.A. right now. I'm, like, sweating right now.
Oh, you're still in L.A.?
Yeah. I'm just getting on the shuttle to get to the airport. And it's going to be, is it really cold in Chicago?
No, it's not too bad. It's like, I haven't been outside in 2 days. Let me check the weather. Shut up. It's 53 degrees. It's not bad at all.
Oh my God. That's a major difference from LA. That's at least I would say 35 degree difference.
Hang on a second. This looks interesting here. Hang on.
I'm going to call you whenever I get into town.
Okay.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hello. Okay. So I wasn't talking about my secret visitor because I didn't think he wanted people to know. But since he called during my show, what the hell else am I going to do? I think my show might be clicking now because I'm running a lot of compression at the same time as I'm talking to you, so you can get fucked if you don't like that. Blame it on the Leopard with its multi-threading, thus and so. That's fucking annoying, isn't it? Can I pause this shit? Oh, God. Oh, it's already doing the second one. I got lips between my pearls. I got lows. Shit. I don't understand this. Is it working? Sucking on my titties like you wanted me all the time. Pause. I'm going to pause the second job. That's what I'll do. Let's see. Pause. Okay. Anyway, what the fuck is that noise? This is really annoying. This must be Leaper doing this. Can you hear that? Fuck. This is really bad. No, this is not normal. Hold on. Shit, cunt. Oh, damn it to hell. How long is this supposed to take? Hello? Okay. So I'm back and black. And, you know, I'm using this beta version. So what happened is when I was masturbating, the whole thing just completely froze. But fortunately, I didn't lose any data. Okay. So the story is... that David was saying when I was on the phone with Reagan. David Serta was saying that Camille Paglia mentioned, who's a famous feminist like me, only a little bit more feminine. She mentioned this production of The Birds in her column of Salon.com, I think, or something like that today. So it's selling out. And I don't know why they don't extend the run, but whatever. Anyway, stay in school because it's the best. All right. So I got to do a news brief. I haven't done one in a while because I've been traveling. I hope you all got to see Andy Melton being fat in my program. Let's see here. Okay. Let's see. Stay in school. I smell so fucking bad, and I ordered Thai food. So I want to see. Okay, so let's just look through the newsies and see what we get. See? God, I sound like fucking Wanda Wisdom with that bullshit. With all the fucking diminutive crap at the end of every fucking thing. Come on. Let's see what we got. Checking the news. Hillary is the man. What? Whatever. Who cares about Hillary? I'm so sick of this stupid election. You know, like, what the fuck's that going to do? Anyway. Let's see. I mean, like, they're all gearing up to be so tough, you know, against Iran and terrorism. The one they need to be tough against is the Republican Party because they're the ones that are going to steal the election again. Ugh, people are so goddamn dumb. I hate them. Okay, so easily manipulated on the internets, on the propagandas or whatever. Knowledge management and innovation. Boring. Iran nuclear chiefs charged in Spiro for passing secrets to British. Huh? Whatever. When you drink your own snake oil. Okay. Let's see. Okay. That looks boring. Daryl Diddler. I don't know who that is. Matt, you're... Oh, okay. Welcome to new... I hate when these boring-ass bloggers do these video casts because they think, oh, I've got audience, so I might as well do a video cast so I can make more money. Yeah, but if you're fat and boring and nobody understands what you're fucking talking about, then it's lame and you're a joke. Hate crimes, symbolic and violent on rise across the U.S. Let's read this. This is from Democracy Now. Okay. We turn now to a discussion of the alarming increase over in overt racist symbolism and violence across the country. As the case of the Gina 6 entered national spotlight, cities and towns across the United States have witnessed a spate of copycat noose hangings in public places. Diversity Inc. magazine reports at least 45 noose incidents since October 30th. Wow. Okay, let's see what else. Star that one. New TV conference. Who the fuck cares? I'm at O'Malley's new TV conference in San Francisco. At the beginning of a panel, this is Dave Weiner's reporting of it, which at least you can count on for somebody, some perspective, even if it's retarded. I came in at about 10:30 a.m. at the beginning of a panel discussion about advertising in internet television. I seem always to walk in on advertising panels. It happened in the Journalism Conference in New York and the Web 2.0 Conference in SF both last month. It is just to me. Is it just me or do they talk a lot about ads? As you know, this isn't something I'm very interested in. I'm more interested in, as Andrew Barron says so well, in how much we can make stuff that's more interesting and useful. Yeah, so the video blogging list, which I still subscribe to torture myself, has gotten so ridiculous. Like, it's just these people like, how can I get more hits? How can I get more hits? What do I need to do? Tag this, tag that. Well, maybe if you weren't stupid, fat, sucky, and, you know, meant for something completely different, maybe you should go fuck yourself, you know? Don't take away my audience, you fat asses. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Researchers clone monkeys for stem cells. That's nice. Torquemada, the college. Spirit of the Inquisition. This is from Ed Cohn. The spirit of the Inquisition is alive and well in the American university. I guess this kind of stuff fires some people up. Why don't people leave the whole thing in their fucking... Why do they cut things off in their stupid RSS? Yeah, it just means I'm not going to read it. You know, let me see the whole thing in the RSS feed. Put your stupid ad in there. I don't care. But don't make me fucking go to your goddamn website. It doesn't work when I'm offline, you douche. Christ. Don't people get that? Let's see. From Corinne to Wire Ruth. A wonderful observation popped up in a Washington Post editorial today, and since lately they've been so few and far between, it seems worth noting. 2 years ago, a slight 34-year-old Burmese woman with a heart ailment sued her local mayor for forcing her and her neighbors to help repair municipal roads for no pay. To everyone's shock, in a repressive nation notorious for forced labor, she won her case. Under a national law banning... Oh, boring. Sorry. It's not really boring, it's just I have to... Unclothed Emperor Bush introduces, also from Corinth Wire, introduces McCaskey to a cheering crowd at justice, in quotes. And that is to use all the strength of mind and body that I have to help you to continue to protect the freedom and security of the people of this country and their civil rights and liberties through the neutral and even-handed application of the Constitution and the laws enacted under it. Neutral and even-handed application of the Constitution. He said he would ask myself, he said he would, quote, ask myself in every decision I make whether it helps you to do that, to take the counsel not only of my own insights but also of yours, and to pray that I can help give you the leadership you deserve. Corinth Wire writes, or is there any reason to believe that the Justice Department has not applied law in a neutral and even-handed manner? If so, oh, whatever. Okay. It's hard for me to find news. Let's see. Facts. Spoken here. Lesbians. Ugh. Oh, God. Another generation. Generation V from the Gartner Group for vagina. Who cares? I hate when people label dumb shit. Earthquake hits northern Chile. Let's see what's going on there. They're in our free trade zone, so we care. Let's see. The quake was hit. 7.7 quake. Issued a warning for Hawaii, but said the quake would cause only small non-destructive sea level changes. Okay, so that's the end of the world. As we know it, hedge fund urges Delta and United to merge. Oh, okay. By the way, Al Gore joined the... venture capital firm of Kleiner Perkins, which is also the one that gave one of the VCs that gave our company Podshow its seed money. So I guess that's good. Ron Paul, read and post your answer. Okay. Oh, that's Greta Van Susteren. Greta Van Susteren, who is this? You know, before you get all, you know, judgmental because she's a Fox News reporter. She does this really cool thing. She has a blog called Greta Wire. And I really like it. It sounds like girdle wire, which I would like more. I would love not a wired girdle. But she blogs. She really does blog like from behind the scenes, kind of like just a normal person doing their job. Like if I were a news reporter, it's how I would do it if I actually wasn't lazy. But, you know, a lot of the stuff she reports on is crap, but she's been calling that lady Brazier, I was forgetting, Bhutto. She's been calling her during this thing and posting the interview in their entirety as a podcast on Greta Wire. So it's really fascinating. Okay. Greta Wire. Let's see. Girdle Wire. Okay. We need to find stuff about global warming today. Climate change. There's nothing. All this news and everybody's ignoring climate change still. Starting your business is Second Life. That's stupid. Alec Baldwin lobbies Clinton on unhealthy foods. That's stupid. The fuck? Oh, no, maybe it's not stupid. Is the Iraq war costlier than doing nothing? Democratic study says the conflict had cost more than $1.3 trillion so far. Isn't that great? Let's see. Can you believe they fucking, the fucking Democrats too approved, a Democratic Senate approved fucking Mukasey, this guy who can't say waterboarding is torture. It's fucking torture. I hate that they call it waterboarding. Bicycle Mark did a post about this too, but it's drowning. It's not waterboarding, it's drowning. It's drowning, it's forced drowning. It's mechanical drowning. Ugh. Jesus Christ. Let's see. God, I'm hungry. Italians fight for the right to love black cats. Junk, junk. Neo-Nazi cacophony. Government woos schools with democratic rock. Fuck. Gitmo for journalists category. Glenn Greenwald has an essay about numerous journalists and photographers who've been arrested by the U.S. This is a good one. By the U.S. military and held without charges indefinitely, both in Iraq and at Gitmo. I think his conclusion is pretty much on the money. Those in charge of policy of the Bush administration simply do not believe in quintessentially American principles like due process and habeas corpus. They believe such principles to be little more than inconvenient impediments to TH. Because it's a through TA. See, and then you have to click on this bullshit. I hate that. Oh, this guy's not very good looking. So let's look at this Glenn Greenwald essay, and then I can stick it in my Google notebook. Oh, it's fucking Salon. Oh, it's Salon. Salon allows. Only America-hating traitors believe in due process for journalists. Well, this is a long article, so I will Google note this, although it'll tell me it's too long. No, I took it. Yay. Okay, now let me see. Since we're at Salon, I want to see if there was this article about the birds. This is so boring. Isn't this boring, this show? God. I'm trying to get back to my swing of things, but I don't know how, you know. I got to be in a good mood. Maybe it's just need to eat. Prolapse. So I got a free, well, I can't talk about it, but I got something really cool related to physical fitness. Oh, I can tell you. I got a free membership to the 24-hour fitness all over the world. Oh, Queen Hillary's Disruptive Court by Camille Paglia. Okay. Now let's see. But this is about Hillary. Where's her mentioning the bird? Huh. Okay. Camille Paglia, this is the feminist I mentioned earlier, and she is mentioned. She actually has a character. Next, Ellen Meltdown, a play for the birds. But Camille Paglia is actually represented in the play as Mary Greenfield, who she's been on this show, I think. Let's see. Okay. On the pop front, Ellen DeGeneres is cringe-making on-air meltdown over a dog leading to her overwrought cancellation. Oh, who cares? Let's see. The Chicago Tribune gave a rave review to Helen a Handbag. Huh? Okay, they completely botched the information here. Chicago Tribune gave a rave review to Hell in a Handbag, a satirical play by David Serta and Pauline Pang, inspired by my British Film Institute book on Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. Okay, the name of the play is The Birds. Hell in a Handbag is the production company. Okay. I'm a character in it. A know-it-all psychotherapist sent as a deuce Ex Machina by Hitchcock to straighten out Bodega Bay. Well, it was also based on Camille. It was also based on the movie itself, so don't flatter yourself too much, honey. No, she belongs on Huffington Post with this ego. Tippi Hedren and Veronica Cartwright, who starred in the original film, attended the Chicago premiere last month. The party photos are posted online. Tippi and Veronica can be glimpsed quaffing champagne in a limo and mingling with their vibrant stage doubles. The production of the charismatic Tippi Tracy Repip as Tippi Melanie, comically trapped in a minimalist telephone booth, are not to be missed. The play is half drag, burlesque, The Goody Two Shoes Veronica Cathy is played by a man, as is Ed Jones, by the way. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's my food. Good. Hello?
Yeah, your delivery's here.
Oh, can you send it up, please?
Sure.
Thanks. All right, so I got my food now. We had a time warp there. Oh, this is so exciting. I'm so happy I get to eat for real. Oh, did you hear? That was the strawer being opened. I have a strawer. I got a Thai iced tea and a Pad Wound Sen. I love the sweet. What the fuck was that? I think a bird hit me in the head. It was weird. All right. Where was I? Oh, we were reading the Camille Paglia thing. So let's continue with her. So she's basically rewriting a review. I love bloggers. You know, they just like... Of course, she's a real writer, so she shouldn't... Mm-hmm. What the hell is a Deus Ex Machina, by the way? Deus Ex Machina? Okay. The play is half drag, half burlesque. Played by Annie Hayworth. Suzanne Plachette in the film and David Serta here. For whom my character, played by a hawkish Mary Greenfield, conceives a sometimes buffoonishly impressible lesbo passion. Here I am effectively mourning over Annie's sprawled out corpse, her foot caught in the rose trellis over her head, heraldly ringing by stuffed birds. Love it. Hell in a Handbag runs through November 17th. It's not called Hell in a Handbag. It's called The Birds. Okay. Get over it. I gotta fucking eat. This is show number 700. Now, as I annoy you, allow me to tell you that, what? Something. Sorry, I'm just trying to make excuses. I gotta ask David if he read the column. That is so fucking funny. Let's see. This fucking IMAP is great, except it takes 3 hours to download your shit. Your drunk trunk. Okay. Let's see. Junk trunk. Oh, fuck it. Who cares? All right. Sometimes you just gotta not do stuff because it's too much work. That's my life, mostly. All right. Let's go back to our news reading. I'm not going to play the goddamn presidential address because it's so fucking pointless. It's just, I'm lying. I don't even know what to fucking say about this shit anymore, you know? There's nothing to talk about. I mean, everybody's completely insane and wants to die. It's totally like The Birds. Totally. This apocalypse. You know, I totally get it. So, what I found really interesting is I think that The Birds could have been written today, and it would have made more sense almost because of the World Trade Center thing. You know, birds going into people, kind of cool. I mean, not cool, obviously, but you know what I mean. Impeachment, our last chance to save America. I'm guessing that if the next president is Democrat and that president does not roll back some of these obscene powers, well, they won't. America's fucked. It's not America anymore. It's over. You know, it's a dictator. Somebody was saying that Bush is running, the Democrats are running for dictator. Me and them girls. It's true. I mean, the Democrats are running for fucking dictator. Who's going to be toughest and toughest and toughest? Like, when are the Democrats going to learn? You just have to fucking be human. And not just say whatever you think people want to hear. That's so, like, stupid. I'm going to play something. Okay. All right, let's see. Because I got to eat, so I need to play something for you. Let's see. Maybe I can end. I just can't get my groove, Alan. You know what I mean? The fuck is this? Oh. We don't need that. Okay. Let's see. Hello? Let's see. There we go. Here we go. Now I'm going to shut up for a minute so I can eat. Christ.
Oh, I'm going to tell you a story about when a man loves a woman. Oh. When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He tells the world for the good things he's found. If she's bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong. Turns his back on his best friend if he put her down. When a man loves a woman, he'll spend his last dime trying to hold on to what he needs. Out in the rain, if she says that is the way it ought to be. Now this man loves this woman. He gives her everything he ever had. Tries to hold on to his comfort and love. Says, baby, please don't treat me bad. When a man loves a woman, down deep in his soul, she can bring him such misery. If she's playing him for a fool, he's the last one to know. Loving eyes can never see. And a man loves a woman, he can do her no wrong. He can
sitting here and we would just shoot dope all day. And the difference, what I'm talking about, the difference is that when you did heroin, when I did heroin, it wasn't no that we were promiscuous.
Okay.
We wanted to just feel that euphoria and nod. I didn't want to have sex. You know, I had a lady at home. I'd shoot my dope and be satisfied. That was my sex.
That's it? That's bullshit. That ain't shit. Let's try this. Sorry. I'm still eating, so get fucked. Where's the fork? Yeah, I mean chopstick, I'm Chinese. Ching chong. Okay.
The effect is like a tranquilizer. It's a downer.
Yes.
It soothes you. It relaxes you. It takes your pain away. It takes your troubles away. So I see why it was easy to be addicted. But what did bringing on the HIV infection, did that come about with the sharing needles? Did you ever share with anybody?
Yes. And see, that's what I'm talking about, shooting galleries. Well, sometimes you might have two set of syringes, or we call works, and we would pass
Recall.
It on, you know.
Recall.
I remember,
wow,
I was in the Bluff, I was on a street called Payne Street, and went into this basement, totally dark. Mm-hmm. It was two of us down there, and by candlelight, you know, we shared needles.
Wow.
That's how I got infected. I remember going to New York, I remember going to New York to my dad's wedding.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Met
Listen,
a friend.
I seriously want presents. I don't ask for
anything. We went to this
anything,
abandoned building.
You know, but I want presents
he
for 700th show.
He reached into this broken sheetrock, pulled out a syringe that was more crooked than Peachtree Street, more dirty than the Chattahoochee River.
What the fuck?
And
it could be The woman could be sexually still attracted to her husband, and she's in pain. One of those, the same thing, the vagina competition I was talking about, when a woman is older and she attacks her daughter or she attacks the young women because she's not seen as attractive anymore by her older man. Now, see, we really have to realize this, because we got a lot of senior citizens, not just in Atlanta, but all around the world, a lot of older men that are in wheelchairs, hopping around here on sticks and hopping, taking a step every 5 minutes, that's on Viagra. I mean, and you know, man, it's ugly, because, see, this is the thing that women need to understand about the anatomy of a man. A man's life force is in his nuts, or, excuse me, in the base of his testicles. That's where a man's life force is. It's not beginning first in the penis and in the head of the penis. It's beginning in his nuts.
Why are these clips so fucking short? This is bullshit. She wants you to go to her site instead of YouTube, but then it's just crap. Ugh.
We've gotten a lot of our culture, women have gotten so caught up in the power of the vagina in the negative aspect.
Yeah,
you no longer watch your home and know what your children are doing and what they're involved in. Mm-hmm. You got 12 years old, 10 year old, 8 years old are having sex now, and the parents don't even know that's going on. And it's going on with the siblings, you know, mm-hmm. It's happening siblings. In the bedroom. You just throw them in a room, and you're going to get your power, your vagina, with your man in the other room, mm-hmm. and all you want to do is go in there and captivate him, and you don't even know what's going on in the other part of your house.
Is that like,
you know?
Masturbate? Ugh, whatever. Oh, here she's interviewing a transgender. This should be interesting. Not long enough, but maybe. I don't know. Let's try this. Alexis Taylor. Tyler, this is Alexis K. Tyler, vaginapower.com. Good luck spelling it. That's all I can say.
Huge.
Walking around who began their lives as women.
Really?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Absolutely.
There are men that look like men.
Yes.
That are not men.
That began their lives as females biologically.
What?
Yes, actually. Yes.
And you're saying we look at them and we admire them as men, and they're muscular and they're strong.
That's right. Testosterone is a very powerful hormone. It shapes the body in very dramatic ways. And there's more than a few men out there who have histories of being biologically female.
You should see her. She looks real nasty, that one. Let's see. Her hair looks good in this. Let's see. Dr. Beaumont examines me and talks about the importance of chiropractic care. She at the bottom. Let's hear it. Sorry, this isn't news, is it? Oh, well, I'm eating.
Welcome back to the Alexis Tyler Show. I'm your host, Alexis Tyler, and I have the honor and the pleasure of hanging out with Dr. Beaumont at Sparlin Health Clinic, and I'd like to introduce him to you. Welcome to the show, Dr. Beaumont.
Thank you, Ms. Tyler. Thank you for having me back. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad you're here with me for your adjustment, because you're long overdue.
You know, I was telling Dr. Beaumont, today was the opening of my season, and my first show starting today, July 10th, which I come on. So everybody check me out every Monday from 11 to 12. I actually showed his first interview, and the people loved it, Doc.
Did they really?
Yes, so oh, I had to come over here and do it again. But then again, you know what, I got selfish reasons. Now, I do want to educate my audience. I do want to inform you about the importance of seeing Dr. Beaumont and learning about chiropractic care. Yeah. But I'm here for selfish reasons, too, because like I said, he always educates us, and he makes us aware of the importance of spinal care. But, Doc, here, I need some help.
So instead of being...
This is bullshit, because it doesn't show Mama and I love how when there's Mama shows, they say Mom in big letters. So, you know, this is a Mama show. She's obviously, it's all about Mama, I think.
the hormones for her to go through puberty, for her to have a menstrual cycle, and to have unexplainable sexual attraction to young boys and even men, and to fall in love and have sex and create the cycle over and over again. So we really set our girls up to be pimped out, played out, and tricked out when we refuse to tell her. And when a girl, I mean, I even talk about this so deep.
That's why I had to share that with you.
Start giving hormones off. When a young girl starts going through puberty, she starts giving off a certain scent. Every woman has a certain scent. And a lot of times men will say, well, or women even say, she smells like fish. You know, she's got a fishy smell. She's got a stinking, nasty odor to her.
Yeah.
And it's not that that girl doesn't wash. She may not know how to wash her vagina properly.
Why are they teasing me with this? I need to see the whole thing. I don't get it. Only the ones with mom do I need to see. I don't care about Dr. fucking Beaumont. Let's see. What's this? Ugh. Fucking short clips. Work my gay nerves, my lesbian nerves and stuff.
I want to say, too, to my girls that called me, I really admire you and respect you a lot for letting me know what you thought about me and my open, very real discussions on vagina power and how much it touched you. I remember there was one girl that called me Saturday, and she said she's about 28 years old. She caught maybe 20 minutes of the show, and she was talking about how she could resonate with a lot of things that I said about how men play us for fools, how they take advantage of us when we don't know. And she also said something, too, about she liked the men with the jewelry. She liked the flashy men, the player kind of look. And she was thinking that that was wrong. So I listened to her, and I realized I could feel the pain in her because I could relate to that pain. But I wanted to address some of her issues because we've all been there. You know what I'm saying?
Believe it or not, on my drive this morning, I was listening to the Tom Joyner Morning Show. And they had the a guest speaker. He played the Green Mile. I think it's Michael David.
I know you're talking about.
He was talking indirectly about vagina power.
Okay.
He didn't say it. He did not say vagina power. But he said, man, I'm going to tell you, if you're out there with your woman and you see another woman that's out of sight, that's bad, that's tough, that's got it going on. And I mean, you know, that got it going on. There's only so much I can say over the radio. And I'm listening and I'm saying, okay, this sounds like a hint to vagina power here. He say, when you see it, man, once you look at it, turn your head. Don't look no more. And start talking to your woman, start talking to your wife and say, honey, what are we going to do tomorrow? We're going to go to the movies. We're going to go out to dinner. He said, make up any kind of conversation you can and keep that woman's attention. And don't look no more. Act like she wasn't there. He said, because she's going to pick it up.
Right.
And see what it is. It's vagina power everywhere. It's everywhere.
That's right. And I must describe Mama as wearing a beautiful black humongous jumpsuit with a notebook, a three-ring binder covering her panoose. This time. Oh, God. Love frozen vegetables. And Thai food. Actually, it was so cheap, though. They have a lunch special. It's like $6 for the main course and the vagina power. I'm your police. Come on, play. Christ. Play, Mama. Go. I don't have time. I'm getting too excited for seeing Mama. I don't know what she's going to wear. She's got this incredible fashion sense. I mean, vagina police.
All you want to do is go in there and captivate him, and you don't even know what's going on in the other part of your house.
Captivate.
You know?
Not just that. We got women that are so, they've lost their power and actually trying to use a vagina to hold
they
on
vagina.
To a man that they never had. They done already lost
they done
because the man in the bed with them, and he fantasizing or masturbating about their 12-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
What? Hello, what is she talking about? And then she just cuts it off. What the fuck is that about? I don't get it. That's weird, Alexis. Ms. Alexis K. This is so weird. Like, how do they choose these clips? What's this one with Mom? I'm only playing the ones with Mom. Oh, I told you that. Oh, these are Windows Media pieces of crap. That's why they suck. Come on, Lixie. Ugh.
When I look at the history of the black woman in America, and okay, when I look at slavery, right, and yeah, how our women have been perpetuated as mm-hmm, nothing more than a sex symbol. Yeah. White people, when we were enslaved, used to look at our buttocks, and they used to rape our women. Mm-hmm. They used to look at the way our women were shaped.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, deprive our women mm-hmm of the same status that a white woman would have. Deprive our women of the same socioeconomic opportunities and make our women have their babies and then disrespect and sell the babies off, or make our women take care of their white children and just use them. And the white women knew that this was going on, because there have even been documents of this in the books.
The white women also too had Victoria's Secret.
What? Mama, what was she wearing to cover her panoose? Let me see. I didn't even notice this time. Wait a second. Hold on, her papers, her panties cover is actually down. This is a first. If I could only see what's under that thing. Fat. Ah, caught Mama off guard. I did. I am Yoda-ing. Okay, let's find some more. Don't care, need Mom. Oh, HIV. HIV? No, Mom. We want Mom, not HIV. We want Mama. Let's see. God, why did she put these tiny clips? Jesus Christ, Alexis, I could host this shit for you. The fuck?
Women really need to actually open those lips. Pull that hood back, that clitoris, because a lot of times we have vaginal secretions, or there could be oily secretions.
I know this for a fact.
But I'm just being mm-hmm real, because I feel like this is what when we look at our bodies, we need to actually look real, in the mirror at our vagina. Mm-hmm. We actually need to look at our anus. We actually need to pull buttocks apart.
Yeah.
We actually need to pull both of our lips apart that are connected to the vagina, and actually take a mirror, put it down there, and look. And behold the beauty of God. Because the vagina is a beautiful thing. We had to have a very powerful architect to create that thing.
That thing.
Clitoris, because a lot of times we have vaginal secretions, or there could be oily secretions.
I know this for a fact.
I'm just being mm-hmm real, because I
Mama knows about secretions.
When we look at our bodies, we need to actually look in the mirror at our vagina. We actually need to look at our anus. We actually need to pull our buttocks apart. We actually need to pull both of our lips apart
that
are connected to the vagina, and take a mirror.
I wish she would say the female vagina. That makes me always a little bit wet. Come on, Lexi and Mama. Haven't you ever heard of QuickTime, Lexi? Good Lord.
To create the beautiful vagina on the outside and the beautiful reproductive organs in the inside, to cause us to ovulate every month, to cause us to have a menstrual cycle, to keep it on rhythm for us, because men and women don't know, but our menstrual cycle is regulated by the 28-day cycle of the moon. See, the moon is supposed to be the feminine aspect. The sun is supposed to be the masculine. So our body is regulated. Our reproductive organs are connected to our brain. And this is a very beautiful and very powerful machine.
Right. That's right, Alexis K. Thank you. is Kiko from Visitronics.
I followed him to the shower, and he let me suck it.
By another man or penetrate another man, she joins in the sex act, or the women will go pick up a woman and have oral sex with her, and of course maybe use strap-ons with her, okay. And then watch her man penetrate her. See, when you're talking about what has happened to the spirituality and sexuality, where has it gone? Well, as I said in the beginning, because our mothers that carry us don't have it, and they perpetuate this cycle of self-hatred and hating the vagina and low-rating the girl because she...
Whatever. This is Twinkle Boy here now. Music, I think. Thank you. Ugh. Peels.
Zonnetje lacht, de lucht is blauw. Teletubbies, kom maar gauw.
Tijd voor Teletubbies, tijd voor Teletubbies, tijd voor Teletubbies, tijd voor Teletubbies.
Dinky Winky,
Dinky Winky,
Dipsy,
Dipsy,
La La,
La La,
Bo. Teletubbies.
Teletubbies.
Hey. Hallo. Dinky Dinky. Dipsy. La la. Oh. Teletubbies.
Teletubbies.
a shotgun. But if you do, you're a fool, because I'm doing to the death. Trying to step to every particular bitch. I got the skill, don't get your feel. Because when I shoot the dick, I shoot the kill. I can't nigga down, I can't nigga down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around, jump up and get down.
And when a man is in a predator mode,
jump around, jump up and get down. Jump up, jump up and get down.
Maar toen vloog de hoed. goed van Dipsy weer weg.
Suck it.
Those on the periphery were unheard, virtually ignored. I wondered what people in Nicaragua thought of his reign when he unleashed a plague of pain upon the country by the name of Contras, who he said were the moral equivalent of our founding fathers. Fortunately, I now have some idea. Father Miguel de Escoto, a Catholic priest, served as Nicaragua's foreign minister in the 80s and remembers what life was like during the Reagan years. Father de Escoto said, Reagan was the butcher of my people. He pointed to deaths of 30,000 people during the Contra Wars in Nicaragua alone. In El Salvador, more than twice that number were slain in U.S.-supported dirty war. In Guatemala, over three times that number. Reagan never met a dictator he didn't like, especially if he was anti-worker or anti-communist. Closer to home, on black radio, something quite different than the media menu of praise was heard across the U.S. On the popular Bev Smith Talk Show, a nationally syndicated call-in show, the host spent 3 hours on the passing of the president, and not one caller spoke in favor of his term. Among the corporate press, there were calls for putting the face of Reagan on currency, and some looked to Mount Rushmore to find space for his face. The Roman Senate, to flatter Caesar, offered to pass a law naming him a god. He declined. But after his passing, the law was passed that every Caesar would be named, after his death, as a god among the pantheon of Roman gods, like Jupiter, Venus, Mars, and Mercury. Yet like John Wayne, we seek to elevate the cowboy actor above his other impact on life. We celebrate a mythic past only by ignoring the law, the virtual genocide of tens of thousands of people, because they were Latin Americans, Guatemalans, Nicaraguans, El Salvadorians. They were the Indians of our age, and Reagan played cowboy and king. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.
Green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber bride and a fake plastic girl. What you bought from a rubber man. Time for a rubber band to get rid of itself. The wears around. The wears around.
stress me out. It wears me out. And if I could be who you wanted, if I could be who you wanted, oh.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.